James Carlton joins us. And James, some strong reaction to that big loss announced by Qantas yesterday.
Yes, strong, but not all negative by any means. We have a crash landing. That's pretty tough. But Qantas boss defends revival plans as airline hits record $2.8 billion loss. A Qantas $3 billion loss, the start of a comeback. CEO Alan Joyce declares the worst is over. Qantas crisis, we will fly high again. Also, together again. Bishop seals Jakarta pact. The Australian newspaper says the intelligence protocol Julie Bishop has signed with Jakarta is a significant victory for Australian diplomacy, ending the Jakarta spying row with a commitment to enhanced security cooperation while avoiding limits on legitimate intelligence gathering, whatever that may be. The agreement eked out over 9 months. A validation, says the paper, of the outgoing President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's drive to get a resolution and normalisation of the relationship before leaving office in October. Still in office as well, the Foreign Minister, Marty Natalegawa, and he spoke on Late Line last night about Australia and Indonesia sharing in common the problem of our nationals heading to Iraq to fight for Islamic State. If Australia joins the US in a so-called coalition of the willing, that is to say a military effort to resolve the conflict, how will Indonesia feel about that? Here's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa.
Well, this is the challenge that we are facing. You know, once we start applying military terminologies like coalition of the willing, it reduced the challenge to a question of simply organizing oneself or ourselves to some kind of a military type of operation. But when in our view, it's very important for us not to be trapped into thinking that there is a simple solution in terms of application of hard power. You know, one must reflect as well that this phenomenon that we are seeing in Iraq now, in much of Iraq, probably is not entirely disconnected from the situation in Syria, which of course has been quite terrible the past few years, when we have been seeing the consequence of efforts other than negotiations, other than dialogue. The use of force cannot be sustained as a solution, we believe.
Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa making the point there, Fran, that while the Islamic State is not exactly an entity that can be negotiated with, they have a non-negotiable sort of medieval agenda, they do spring out of a conflict which does have potentially negotiation as a solution, and that was that between the Free Syrian Army and the regime of Bashar al-Assad. And that's the papers and a bit of the Foreign Minister this morning.
Thanks very much, James.